Thank you and good afternoon. Today, the city of Eureka gladly announced that the State of California Housing and Community Development awarded the city with a $3.8 million grant. The grant will fund the development of an affordable multifamily senior rental housing unit known as the Lodge at Eureka, using the old Downtowner Motel building on 8th Street. The project will convert the vacant 80-unit two-story building into a 49-unit rental housing project serving seniors with household incomes between 35 and 60% of Humboldt County's area median income. The project is being developed by Danco Communities for a total cost of $8 million. The city of Eureka will also be holding a community meeting at the Wharfinger building next week. Dan Squire has more.
The city of Eureka has plans for the southern entrance to the city, where Highway 101 turns into Broadway. And on Wednesday, March 11th, the city will hold a public meeting to outline its plans. Working in conjunction with Green Dot Transportation, the city is looking at a project that would calm traffic and slow vehicles down as they transition from the freeway to the city streets, add a visual introduction to the city and Humboldt Bay for visitors, and include landscaping and artwork to highlight the unique character of the region. The public meeting will be held at the Wharfinger building on the 11th from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m.
Thank you, Dan. Monday night, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to another armed robbery at the 76 gas station on Murray Road in McKinleyville. Deputies learned from the clerk that a white male entered the store with a rifle and took money from the register and fled eastbound on Murray Road. The 76 gas station on Murray Road has been the subject of multiple armed robberies dating all the way back to October of 2014. The suspect is also described as 5'4", with a thin build, blue eyes, and was wearing a blue sweatshirt along with a black ski mask. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A federal grand jury has found that Michael Wilde is guilty of first-degree murder in the killing of one man in Neyland in the summer of 2010 and the shooting of a second man. The U.S. Attorney's Office issued a release on Monday, announcing that Wilde was guilty of six felonies, including the shooting death of Mario Roberto Juarez Madrid and the wounding of Pedro Fernando Lopez Paz at a property he owned in Neyland. The two men were tending to a large marijuana garden with a third man, Christopher Biglow, and became unhappy with the working conditions. On August 25th of 2010, Wilde shot and killed Juarez Madrid and wounded Lopez Paz, who managed to escape and report the killings to authorities. Biglow also managed to flee the scene and was found by a jogger the next day. Wilde faces life in prison when he is sentenced in June. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
1 in 6 Americans is Latino, and they represent $1.2 trillion in buying power. What's your business doing to tap into this local market? There are more than 20,000 Latino and Hispanic people in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. They work alongside us, are enrolled in our schools, participate in civic life, and contribute to our local economy. You can access this growing market by collaborating with Juan 790 AM. You see, Juan is very popular on the North Coast because he plays the best Spanish language music hits, broadcasts sports from ESPN Deportes, and transmits news from CNN Español. It's the most listened to Spanish language station on the North Coast. Businesses that advertise with Juan see a positive impact on their bottom line and in their relationships with the community. Call the Eureka Broadcasting Company today at 442-5744 to get more information on how your business can grow by reaching out to the Latino community. Visit Juan online at juan790.com to learn more. Juan Siete Novenda, tocando lo que le gusta.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Captain Steve Watson of the Eureka Police Department was on Talk Shop Monday to discuss a number of topics, including the recently passed Proposition 47. Proposition 47 mandates that felonies for non-serious and non-violent crimes are reduced to misdemeanors, and Watson says it could be a while before we see if Proposition 47 will be a benefit to the state or a detriment.
Prop 47, it's designed to have the savings from shorter incarcerations and fewer incarcerations spill over into drug and alcohol type of programs later on, truancy, and there's a couple of others. Those don't take place until mid-2016, so there's some time involved before we're really going to know, is this a disaster for the state of California, or is there going to be some improvements?
Watson cited some of the statistics of crime increasing in counties such as Los Angeles since Prop 47 passed, and he also ran off some statistics for Eureka.
I ran the statistics here in Eureka. It's about 25% increase in overall property crime between November, when Prop 47 took effect and the jails started emptying, and the end of January. We saw a little blip there, though. We had a dip in residential burglaries, but I think part of that's due to the work of some of the officers out there getting some of our most prolific thieves off the street.
Prop 47 also created a Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Fund, which is estimated to make between $150 and $250 million. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.